Elon Musk's $1 million day giveaway in swing states deeply concerning, date modified colon 2024-10-21T02:26:16.215Z, description colon the winner will be chosen from those who sign a petition by the tech billionaires Trump supporting group, Musk's $1 million day to swing states voters deeply concerning, watch, Elon Musk gives $1 million to a rally attendee. Tech billionaire Elon Musk has said he will give away $1 million, £766,000, a day to a registered voter in key swing states until the U.S. presidential election on November 5. The winner will be chosen at random from those who sign a pro-US Constitution petition by Mr. Musk's campaign group America PAC, which he set up to support Republican nominee Donald Trump's bid to return to the White House. The first lottery-style check was given away to a surprised attendee at a town hall event in Pennsylvania on Saturday night. Another check was handed out on Sunday. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, a Democrat who supports Kamala Harris, called Mr. Musk's strategy deeply concerning. A quick guide to swing state Pennsylvania, how Musk and Trump put aside their differences, simple guide, everything you need to know about the vote analysis. Harris goads Trump into flustered performance explainer, seven swing states that could decide election immigration, could Trump really deport a million migrants? Fact check, was U.S. economy stronger or weaker under Trump? Read more about, Kamala Harris Donald Trump U.S. election, Shapiro told NBC News Meet the Press that law enforcement should potentially look at the payments. The contest is open to voters in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina, all key battleground states that will ultimately decide the White House election. Election law expert Rick Hawson wrote on his personal election law blog that he believed Mr. Musk's offer was clearly illegal. Federal law states that anyone who pays or offers to pay or accepts payment either for registration to vote or for voting faces a potential $10,000 fine or a 5-year prison sentence. Though Mr. Musk is technically asking voters to sign a form, Mr. Hawson questioned the intent behind the strategy. Who can sign the petitions? Only registered voters in swing states, which is what makes it illegal, said Mr. Hawson, a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, Law School. Those who sign the petition, which pledges to support free speech and gun rights, must submit their contact details, potentially allowing America PAC to contact them about their vote. Both Mr. Musk and America PAC have been approached for comment. Campaigns and political action committees rely on tactics like petition signing, survey requests, or merchandise purchases to build massive databases of voter information. That data can then be used more accurately to target voters, or raise funds from supporters who are already on board. In Pennsylvania, Mr. Musk is giving voters $100 for signing the petition, plus another $100 for each person they refer who signs. Voters in other battleground states get $47 per referral. But the strategy may be covered by a loophole under U.S. election law because no one is being directly paid to vote, despite introducing money into a process that could identify likely Trump voters. In the U.S., it is illegal to provide payments to get people to vote, not only for a certain candidate, but to simply cast a ballot. The rule prompted ice cream maker Ben & Jerry's to give its product free to everyone on Election Day in 2008. Having initially planned to limit it just to those with an I voted sticker. While campaigning on Sunday, Trump was asked about Mr. Musk's giveaway. I haven't followed that, he said, adding that he speaks to Mr. Musk often and he is a friend. The founder of SpaceX and Tesla and owner of X, formerly Twitter, has emerged as a key Trump supporter. Mr. Musk launched America PAC in July with the aim of supporting the former president's campaign. He has so far donated $75 million, £57.5 million, to the group, which has quickly become a central player in Trump's election bid. The Trump campaign is highly reliant on outside groups such as America PAC to canvass voters. A statement on the group's website reads, America PAC was created to support these key values, secure borders, safe cities, sensible spending, fair justice system, free speech, right to self-protection. Mr. Musk said he wants to get over a million, maybe 2 million, voters in the battleground states to sign the petition in support of the First and Second Amendment. I think it sends a crucial message to our elected politicians, he added. Mr. Musk is currently the world's richest man, with an estimated net worth of $248 billion, pound 191 billion, according to U.S. business magazine Forbes. Elon Musk U.S. Election 2024. Donald Trump U.S. Politics. United States, Watch, Elon Musk gives $1 million to a rally attendee. Christine Fischel was the second winner of Musk's giveaway at a town hall event in Pennsylvania on Sunday night. 5 hours ago U.S. and Canada, Watch, Trump serves up McDonald's fries and Harris celebrates birthday. The U.S. presidential candidates continued to campaign across key swing states on Sunday. 18 hours ago U.S. and Canada, the farmers targeted by false claims and threats over Harris ad. Two Pennsylvania farmers have been targeted by false claims and threats after appearing in a Kamala Harris advert. 3 days ago U.S. and Canada, Watch, Trump and Harris trade charity dinner barbs. The event has historically featured the exchange of jabs between presidential candidates. 4 days ago U.S. and Canada, how do you vote when you're stuck in space? This is the reality for American astronauts Sunita Williams and Barry Wilmore who will be voting from space. 4 days ago U.S. and Canada, Watch, Trump sidesteps question on Putin phone calls. When asked if he'd spoken to Putin since leaving office, the former U.S. president said, "If I did, it's a smart thing." 6 days ago World, only choice I got, early voting starts in swing state Georgia. The BBC's Nada Tawfik reports from the battleground state, where officials say record numbers turned out to cast their ballots. 6 days ago U.S. and Canada, sparks fly in question time U.S. election special, politicians and pundits were quizzed by the BBC's Fiona Bruce and American voters in Pennsylvania. October 10, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Ross Atkins on, unanswered questions as Trump returns to where he was shot. The BBC's analysis editor examines the security failures that led to the former president being shot at during a rally in July. October 4, 2024 BBC Verify, fake Kamala Harris ad used AI voice and UK department store advert. BBC Verify analyzed a false post claiming to show a pro-abortion campaign ad that has widely circulated on social media. October 4, 2024 US and Canada, US election. The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on U.S. elections. October 3, 2024 Latin America, U.S. election, The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on U.S. elections. October 2, 2024 Latin America, Watch, Human Emotion and Kindness Shown Through in the Debate. The BBC's North America correspondent Anthony Zercher says the vice presidential candidates found common ground. October 2, 2024 US and Canada, Watch, who do you think won the VP debate? The BBC asks college students what they thought of J.D. Vance and Tim Walz's debate performance. October 2, 2024 US and Canada, Watch key moments from the US vice presidential debate. Politeness, policy, and a few tense moments, watch how Vance and Walz tackled the 90-minute event. October 2, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Walz on Tiananmen claim, I'm a knucklehead at times. When questioned about saying he was in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square massacre, Walz says he misspoke. October 2, 2024, watch, Mike's muted over Vance's Springfield migrant claim. It comes after Vance was fact-checked on a statement about millions of illegal immigrants. October 2, 2024, Vance v. Walz, BBC Verify looks at the claims that could come up. The two U.S. vice presidential candidates will face each other in a debate that the BBC will be fact-checking. October 1, 2024 U.S. and Canada, J.D. Vance's journey from Trump critic to VP pick. The Ohio senator once said he would never vote for Donald Trump, but is now his running mate. September 30, 2024 U.S. and Canada, who is Tim Walz? The ex-football coach who is now a VP hopeful, The Minnesota governor is a veteran, former teacher, and football coach and spent more than a decade in Congress. September 30, 2024 U.S. and Canada, more, 1 hour ago, officer reveals how he locked eyes with would-be Trump assassin, a bipartisan U.S. House report, based on dozens of interviews, called the July assassination attempt preventable. 1 hour ago U.S. and Canada, 3 hours ago, Central Park 5 sue Trump for defamation over debate claims. The now exonerated men allege Trump spoke falsely of their case with reckless disregard. 3 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 5 hours ago, Musk is giving some U.S. voters $1 million. Is it legal? Two voters have already picked up their lottery-style checks for $1 million from Elon Musk. 5 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 5 hours ago, Moscow had high hopes for Trump in 2016. It's more cautious this time, the race for the White House presents Vladimir Putin with a dilemma, writes the BBC's Steve Rosenberg. 5 hours ago world, 10 hours ago, a quick guide to swing state Arizona, 10 hours ago U.S. and Canada, British Broadcasting Corporation, home, news, U.S. election, sport, business, innovation, culture, arts, travel, earth, video, live, audio, weather, BBC Shop, BBC in other languages, follow BBC on, terms of use, about the BBC, privacy policy, cookies, accessibility help, contact the BBC, advertise with us, do not share or sell my info, contact technical support, copyright 2024 BBC. All rights reserved. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, props://news/comma/articles/comma/cg78ljxn8g70 ; id: earn BBC Optimo asset cg78ljxn8g70 contents type: headline model